May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. It was more than a meal on the side of a mountain. It was so much more than a meal. The Lord Jesus fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It was more than a meal on the side of the mountain. It was so much more than a meal. The people who followed Jesus to that mountain followed him for different reasons. Some were following because they were curious. Many followed him because they were seeking a cure for their sickness. Some followed Jesus because he had directly called them to follow him. And some followed him because there might be free food. Kind of like the reason people come to church. There were many different reasons that people followed Jesus. But whatever their reason for following, they received more than a meal on the side of the mountain. Because on the side of the mountain, they encountered the God who feeds them with his own hands. And with 5 loaves and 2 fish, in the blessing of the Lord Jesus, 5,000 men were fed. 5,000 men were fed with a meal that was probably prepared for 5. It was a miracle of abundance. Not only were each of the 5,000 fed, but there were 12 baskets of fragments left over after the meal. There were 12 baskets of fragments remaining after the meal. There were 12 baskets of fragments that were gathered by the apostles. The Lord Jesus was very concerned about the fragments that remained so that nothing would be lost. Everything that the Lord had provided was to be protected, cared for, and shared. The Lord Jesus instructed his disciples to gather the fragments so that every blessing of the Lord could be received. The fragments are precious to the Lord Jesus, and it's the job of the disciples to gather the fragments. These fragments are blessed by the Lord Jesus. In fact, these fragments are the result of a miracle. And the disciples are told to gather the fragments. This is the sacred task entrusted to the Lord, entrusted by the Lord to the disciples. It is their responsibility to gather the fragments. And it's ours too. It's our responsibility to gather the fragments. Now, as the disciples of the Lord Jesus, it is our responsibility to gather the fragments. But the fragments that we gather, the fruit of creation and the blessing of God, are the baptized children of God who no longer practice the faith. The fragments, which are so precious to the Lord, are our children and our godchildren, our brothers and our sisters, our friends and our neighbors who no longer join us for the celebration of the miracle of the Eucharist. These are the fragments that the Lord Jesus calls us to gather. These are the precious ones who have once received the blessing of Jesus Christ and need to be gathered together by the loving hands of the disciples. Strengthened then by the Eucharist and commanded by the Lord, let us together gather the precious fragments in our community and bring them to the kingdom of God. Amen.